The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
After a long day of practice, surrounded by snow-covered pines, in silence, the wind howling before, sounding just like an owl, uncertain for a moment, was it an owl, was it the wind? I have picked a koan from the miscellaneous koans, number 14C. When the wind blows, the willow seed floats away. When the wind blows, the willow seed floats away. And I hope that we, for the next minutes, can sit inside this koan together, taking our seat together as we have now for many days, sitting down in the middle of our lives in this beautiful building surrounded by such good company. When I first received the koan, there was a sense of relief, as we've talked about before, not always so when we receive a koan. But it felt almost like a breeze, lightness, something pointing to the changeability of things, something pointing to life itself, perhaps. That when the wind blows, something else happens. And in my preparing for tonight's talk, I was, I paused enough to think about whether I really know what willow seeds are. Taking a closer look, I was quite certain, as we sometimes are, I know what a willow seed is. And I went and I saw a little YouTube video, and it turned out that I had mistaken willow seeds for linden flower seeds, and they move quite differently as they go to the ground, moved by the wind. But what I loved about the discovery was that these little seeds, these little willow seeds that are stirred by the winds of our life, have a spectacular way of moving, almost like the dust particles in the sunlight today as we watch the floor, as I watch the floor for hours upon hours, excited to go home to Denmark and tell my friends what I did for 3 weeks. But this looking closer into what is it that moves us, what is it that happens to us as we go about this Zen traveling. Actually, in the video, there was a funny part where the guy was shaking the willow tree to make the little seeds go down. And isn't that how it is sometimes in our lives? Not always a gentle breeze, but a stirring up, a sense of someone shaking the tree we're sitting in, or the tree that we feel ourselves to be at a certain time. And something is loosened and leaves falls off, goes who knows where. I have noticed in my life since I met Zen, which was a great relief because I've always felt like I consisted of such opposites, of both softness and hardness, of love and fear, of liking to be in contact with people and shying away from being intimate. And with Zen, there is such a promise of it not being a problem, perhaps being the way things are. And so what came up for me as I sat with the koan and as I have been going in and out of being with it for these past couple of days was that there were two ways I could enter. I could enter into a talk about the self-releasing forms and how difficulty loosens itself off and eventually will let go, will lessen our grip, the grip on us. Oh, I could talk about really difficult things. Because as the wind blows and something falls away, it could also be that the wind blows and connection falls away. In my life, living in a brought together family, there's not always a whole lot of connection with our teenage and young daughters. And that place of disconnect is a very interesting place for me to wake up to. Being a harmony-seeking, harmony-loving creature, as I tend to think many of us are, the sense of disconnect, of estrangement, of not quite feeling at ease with someone that you're sort of in a family with has been extremely difficult for me. And I've found that this practice of turning toward, of being curious, as that hits me and perhaps makes me angry or not very understanding or very judgmental and blaming out big time. Revisiting again and again, what is here? What is it? And eventually growing thankful that I did not get it the first 5 years. But eventually constantly returning and with help from some of my friends that I'm sitting right next to also, shining a light on that arising of disconnect. And as I saw it more clearly, there was a sense of it lessening its grip a bit, not making it personal, not making it part of me or part of her, but seeing it as something that arises and goes away. And if I don't make it a thing, that willow seed will float away, only to come back the next season or the next Wednesday. But we can show up again and again, and isn't that what we've been doing here for some of us many days, for some of us few days? Doesn't really matter. One day can feel like a season, if you ask me. And we support each other in this important work of waking up, of living our lives with courage and heartfulness. When the wind blows, the willow seed floats away.